Welcome to Pampa Linda. In the year 1907, a doctor of Belgian origin coming from Canada named Don José Emanuel Verrierbruggen came to the nascent town of San Carlos de Bariloche. He arrived with his wife, Maria Julia Leopoldina de May, and his little son Benito to try his luck in this region that offered many possibilities. He was the first doctor in Bariloche. Before his arrival, if someone got sick, they were transferred to Chile or they were treated with herbs. In 1912, his son Benito, in search of grazing land, followed the legendary path of the Paso de los Buriloches and established his home on the southwest shore of Lake Mascardi, becoming the first settler of the Tronador Valley. As the cows moved up the valley, the settlers made their way to the Pampa Linda region until roughly 1920, when a precarious post was built. Its proximity to Mount Tronador meant that Benito and his wife, Clara Runge, were constantly visited by tourists, and that is how their house was transformed into lodging and a place of obligatory passage on the ascent to the mountain. And by 1929, it was already being offered as Hotel Tronador. Ezequiel Bustillo, the first director of national parks, was amazed when he saw the glaciers on this mountain. He immediately arranged for the design of the vehicular road, which was opened in 1940. When the road arrived to Pampa Linda, a small house was built there. During the summer, tea was offered to tourists. As this initial cottage was handed over to the National Gendarmerie in 1942 to make a temporary border post, the Verrierbruggen family built the original Pampa Linda Lodge in 1947. See you at the next point of interest.